Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Prince William will return to public duties for the first time since the King was diagnosed with cancer later today. He's had a few weeks out of the spotlight while his wife Kate recovers from abdominal surgery. The Patient Safety Commissioner says there's a clear case for redress for thousands of women and children affected by sodium valproate and vaginal mesh implants. Dr. Henrietta Hughes wants the government to act quickly to set up a financial package. A new report by the Academy for Medical Sciences highlights children are being betrayed as the UK fails to give them a healthy start in life. Here's Claire O'Meara from the UK Committee for UNICEF.
Why is it that there are more children living in poverty now than 10 years ago? What is it that we're doing about that? The response we need to it has to be one that looks across the board.
And Rangers have moved level on points with Premiership leaders Celtic after beating Aberdeen 2-1. From Radio News Hub, I'm Edward Breslin.
Sell your car the motorway way, where dealers compete to give you their best price. Alicia, tell us about Simon's Car.
Wow, what a competition. We had bids flying in from dealers all over the UK. Simon sold his car for a banging price. So, how was it?
I just profiled my car online, got their best offer, and sold it for 16 grand. Result.
Motorway, the way to sell your car. T's and C's apply.
Coming up, the Business Mix Show.
If you live in social housing and an issue such as damp and mould, leaks or a broken front door lock is giving you sleepless nights, know how to get your complaint heard. Because if you've complained through your landlord's complaints process and you're not happy with the final response, you can escalate your complaint to the Housing Ombudsman. They're impartial and will investigate fairly and can order your landlord to take action. Everyone deserves a safe and secure home. Know your rights. Visit gov.uk/social housing.
London has made real progress in reducing new HIV diagnoses, and that's because we know what works. Be sure. Know the four ways to prevent HIV. 1. Test regularly and know your status. 2. Condoms can prevent HIV and other sexually transmitted infections. 3. PrEP is a pill which can prevent HIV. 4. Undetectable or U equals U means people living with HIV on treatment cannot pass it on. Be sure. Know the four. Together we can reach zero new HIV infections. Visit doitlondon.org.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
The Business Mix Show.
Good morning, good afternoon, and a very good evening to you wherever you may be. Welcome to The Business Mix. I am Chrissy.
And I'm Rachel. And yes, welcome to The Business Mix Show. Another wonderful week, bringing you the best in all things black business.
Indeed.
It's one of those shows again. It's one of those ones where we're going to just sit back, relax. I was going to say let it grieve you, but that's another radio show. It's not that one. Okay. That's another radio station from way back in the day. It's
After Hours. That's the one, Rachel.
It's After Hours.
Yes.
Where we talk about other business.
That's the one.
Where we are joined in the studio by the one. No, it's not even the two. The only Ace of Jacks. Woo!
Our favourite people.
Hey. Everyone else will get jealous.
You can't. Oh yeah, I can't say that. It's no, secret.
You don't mind. It's out there. It's out there. You can't delete it like the WhatsApp messages. You know what I mean? It's out there.
It's top secret. But hello, welcome, boys. How you doing, men?
We know what you mean by that.
You're
trying to like downgrade
me on
there.
No, we're good.
Us. You know what I mean? So it's all good.
We're good.
Yeah, I mean, boys to men. Boys to men.
Christmas, right? New Year, Christmas, 2020. Yes. It's been a while.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
Sorry. Christy's just fighting with the mic. So we're like, let's just, we do handheld today, okay?
Handheld maneuvers, yeah?
Let's hold hands.
It's a new year, you know.
So we're doing 2024.
When it comes to handheld, you know what I mean? In the
devices.
Studio.
Yeah, yeah. 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 Manual. You know?
Man, you well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yes,
guys, how are you doing? Welcome. How was your end of 2023? How was it for you guys? Did you relax? Did you have any after hours events ended your Christmassy festively time before you entered 2024?
We did a lot of things, but Christmas break in particular was family time.
Yes.
So yeah. We tend to, I don't know, as DJs historically, it's like the best time to kind of make the most money, but it's actually the time that we actually take no bookings.
Oh, so that's interesting.
We do the opposite. So we don't have any bookings during the Christmas break, other than we had a couple.
We had one just before
but Christmas technically Day. The New Year's Day thing.
Nah.
We don't do it.
And why? What's your philosophy behind not doing that? Because as you said, as working within events and DJs and masters of ceremonies, you would imagine that you'd be like, yeah, right, this is my time.
I think because we spend many weekends out of the year.
Okay.
And then that opportunity where you've got to spend with your family and whatever, it's sometimes, you know, New Year's things can be overrated sometimes, even for a DJ. So the reality is we decide not to do it. When we decide to spend that time with either just the family and just relax and whatever.
Yeah.
Because it tends to be a little bit like the bridges are shut.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing something in London, you can't get over the bridges.
That's
then you
got
to get to the club. Then you got to try and park.
Yeah.
And then
that logistic manoeuvre is a
might,
lot.
You know, or there might be no one in the club because everybody's at home or whatever. So it tends to be a big hype in general.
Yeah.
But we tend to use that as a time of, okay, let's just sail into the next year, master plan, and spend the time with the family.
So let's say then that, I don't know, who's heard about you, Rihanna?
Yeah.
And she's like, look, I'm doing a mansion party in Miami.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a down payment, $25,000 in your account, and then...
Oh, don't be silly.
Night,
that's going to happen.
Of course it's going to happen.
That's going to happen. You get another
$10,000. They say family, you in January the 1st.
Yeah, exactly.
Simple,
see you January the 1st.
So you wouldn't say, oh, can I bring the family with us?
No, for Rihanna?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
But you could have a bit of a... what if you could spend New Year abroad? Like, if it's one of those events where actually...
She says, I want it in Barbados. We're having a party in Barbados. Yes. Bring the family.
I could do that.
I would suggest that you a different art. You just suggest a different artist. You know what I mean? But you know,
yeah,
what
that's
mean?
A different artist. I mean, she did send a 25,000. You know, in the account.
I mean, the family don't necessarily need to go to work with you.
Yeah.
But you could still have like a.
These are sideways questions. I feel that these questions are very sort of trying to unearth something.
Not at all. I'm really interested. Like, I'm actually. It's almost refreshing, I guess, to hear you say no. Kind of, this is off limits. Like, this is family time. When actually, it's probably the time of year when you could probably make the most money.
Yeah.
But to hear you talking about actually, because we're away, however many weekends of the year, that actually no, one of our principles or one of the things that we stand on is we just say no.
Yeah. I don't know. I think New Year sometimes is overrated. People like use that to kind of say, okay, in 2024, I'm now going to do this. Mm. I'm now going to do that. I'm now going to do this. But it does have a symbolic, actually, reflected on the last year and moving on to the next year. And I kind of feel like the way you transition into 1 year into the next year is important.
Yes.
Sometimes things happen all like EastEnders and stuff like that on New Year's Day is always mad. You know what I mean? So I like to transition into periods, especially birthdays and things in the right way. It's not as fascinating now, you know, as before, especially when you want to be in a big club and stuff like and then the bell, you know, the Big Bang chime goes, that's the hype,
and then that's it.
It's
done.
And then time to go find your way home. You're trying to get the hype. So those done are those days now where we're just doing events where it's just music.
I mean, if I think did I go? I can't remember. No, I didn't go out this New Year. Last New Year I did, but I went out after midnight.
Yeah,
right. It was local.
Yeah,
right. I walked there and I walked back and I was in my bed by 3 o'clock latest because nice, I was nice, like, I'm nice. Not doing
yeah.
the whole hype. I'm too old for that.
Mm. That's what it is. Do you remember when? I do remember there was a time and period in our lives. I won't talk for everyone, but it was a thing. You made had sure
go, yeah.
you had arranged it. It was a big thing.
Really?
Yeah.
And we would kind of, you would pay to go into a pub even. They used to pay entry fees.
So let's just need to qualify something. So Chris is from Bognor Regis.
Oh, right.
So
oh yeah,
that makes
pub.
Sense
was
now.
Was
yeah?
like in the pub. Club. Did you say, I thought you said club. I thought you said club.
Pub.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I remember this now. This
horse
is,
okay. and groom.
Oh my god.
With Ted sitting in the corner.
Okay,
Ted.
Do you know what? I'm gonna end my story there.
Yeah. And that was it.
And I remember, like, do you remember, like, year 2000? That was the
yeah,
biggest.
Yeah. I was up here. I was
that
up here.
That was hype.
The Millennium Dome.
Yes.
Yes.
And everything was meant to crash.
And it's
yeah, Millennium Dome.
Yeah.
I was out that day.
I was up here, West End. Yeah,
I was. I think I was in the Zico's.
Yeah, I was in Westminster.
So high five for that. You know what I mean? Back in the day,
I thought the Zico's ones.
Yeah, yeah. Listening to Ill Kids, and
one day I'm going to be like.
We thought that, you know, planning like what happens if the music turns off because the Millennium Bug's kicking and blah blah.
Millennium Bug.
That was it. That was the concern. The Millennium Bug.
Yeah.
That was the last time I think I went out.
I think that's the last time I went out in 2000.
Wow.
1999, 2000. Yeah.
Mm.
Thanks for that trip down memory lane.
Appreciate it.
It is the After Hours show where we invite the wonderful, awesome duo, Ace of Jack's team, to come and tell us what have they been up to after hours. What black-owned events, what black-owned businesses have they been interacting with after hours? Yeah, and we're not just about 9 to 5 here, are we?
No, we're not. We're not. We like to know what you're doing after hours.
Hey.
Okay. Guys, let us know.
Where should we start?
Spill the tea.
First event, early December. I think 2nd and 3rd of December. It was Network and Vibe down in Stoke Newington. That's a kind of a sort of a mainstay for us. We were down there hosting the event. Lots of vendors again. Beautiful, some wonderful vendors. You got clothing. You got what else you got there? There was a
beauty products.
Beauty products.
Yeah, I was trying to remember who was there this time.
Snooze knits. The quilt thing that put you to sleep. You had candles. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, yeah. So they that event happens like regularly now. I think they're every 3 months now down there.
Yeah.
And Stoke Newington seems to be a kind of interesting spot.
So you spoke about was that the one you did last time? Or was it called something else last time? Because there definitely was a vibe. There was something.
Yeah, Network from Vibe. Well, Vibe Official as they call it now.
Right.
It's Vibe Official. Okay, that was the old name, but it's now Vibe Official with Dan and Kate. So yeah, that's one of our favourite ones. We love going down there.
And if anyone doesn't know what it is, what it's about, can you just give us a little synopsis about what it is?
Sure. Vibe Official now is a kind of local kind of pop-up shop that they hold in Stoke Newington down at room 7173. Lots of black-owned brands. Not just black-owned, there's various other brands as well. A regular pop-up shop. We host it. We speak with and host and talk with the vendors. We have a little vibe in there and got food as well, supplied by, was it Afrobian?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, generally it's like a 2-day pop-up shop. Can't say any more than that.
So I think we spoke about this before, but how do you interact with the vendors? You're going around, you are speaking to the vendors, you're interviewing them.
Absolutely.
So it's more than just going, I guess if you're there, it's more than just going shopping.
It's a shopping experience.
That's
so the sound is so you got a DJ there that's playing the background music.
JSG
plays amazing tracks throughout the whole event, and we put the vendors on the spot to sort of showcase and discuss their own businesses, how they've developed their products and their brands and that sort of stuff, and then you get. Also, you can kind of get the synergy between different vendors where they're buying from each other, but also asking each other questions. And then, people like say, so how do you guys do your job, and how do you, how do me and senior have this sort of synergy? And for us, it's like we just talking how we normally talk, but on a microphone.
Simple.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And then it's like someone, then you've got the people that are there who encourage us to be silly sometimes.
Yes.
Just really?
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Do you need encouragement?
Not much.
Not much. But I mean, that's just.
And then I think, you know, and some people have never seen it before. So they're coming in to sell a couple of, you know, their products and whatever, and it's their first time. Mm-hmm. And then they're kind of thrown into that environment where most pop up shops are just, you go in, you buy a product, you come out.
Yeah.
It's supported by a counsellor as well.
Yes, like it in the local council. Anya Sizer the speaker for Hackney Council.
Yeah, she tends to come there often.
Yeah.
And also we had your family come in there, didn't we, to talk about funding opportunities and that sort of stuff as well, to take it to the next level. So it's an opportunity to sell your products.
Yep.
Feel comfortable while you're doing it.
Yes.
While around other people, enjoy the music, enjoy the shopping experience with the customers. Customers enjoy the shopping experience.
Yeah.
Enjoy the selling process as well.
Yeah.
And to build that confidence, I think it's like to build your confidence. In that sense of
I would say that's our main function there, to help them feel comfortable speaking, but at the same time to kind of orientate the entire event. You know, this is happening now. You know, we make announcements, what needs to be said. But at the same time, our job is to make everyone feel comfortable speaking about their business as well.
Have you ever had kind of like vendors that are like, no, I'm not speaking? No.
Oh,
I'm
all the time. All the time. And you find like maybe they don't want to speak one time and then they're back again. And then somehow we kind of like get them into speaking.
Mm.
But some of them are quiet. No, they run away. Literally, they run away.
Mm.
But we, you know, the line that you always use is the best person to sell your business is you.
Yeah, because I think I think even like touching on that, I think even this is maybe a message, indirect message to people that are like that. Is sometimes it's, well, okay, we're encouraging you to sell, talk about your business for your benefit, because you got to pay to your space.
Host,
and if you don't, you know, why does someone want to buy from you when maybe the next door's got something very similar?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What makes you unique from another person?
Yeah.
And big companies pay big advertising money to get that out there to show what it is. And but obviously we're in a smaller setting, so you're like having to do your own sort of it's like basically doing your own radio ad in the event.
Your own advertising.
Do you know what I mean? So, you know, we're just trying to get people to think a little bit outside the box of their thinking of like, actually it's not sometimes just it's not enough in this market, especially especially with cost of living, you want people to part with their money. Why should I buy your product, which is quite highly priced because it's a good product? Why should I buy it off you? And if you don't tell them, then they're not going
to
buy.
They need to like you. I think that's one of the sort of processes we go through. Anyone can have any product, but if they don't like the experience or the person that's selling to them, it's very difficult.
Likeability, isn't it?
Likeability. And I think gone are the days of like hiding behind, you know, a brand name. We're in a sort of social media age where that proliferation.
Yeah.
People want to know. They're nosy. They want to know about you. What's the story? What's going on?
Yeah.
It's that thing, isn't it, of your personal brand and your business brand and how
the lines can blur.
Absolutely. And everyone wants to know, what did you have for breakfast? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Did you go to the gym today?
Yeah. The herbal tea, ginger and lemon.
I'm quite interested. So do the organisers, who are the organisers of the event?
So that's Dan and Kate. They're the organisers of the event. And they, I suppose, effectively, well, they don't hide behind. They're
not there to host. They're not there to host.
Logistics and facilitation.
Yeah.
That's not their function.
Yeah.
I mean, they're about, and you see them, and they got a presence, and they're confident people.
Yeah.
But they're not going to jump on the mic and say such and such.
So, do they let the vendors know that you guys are going to be there and that they have an opportunity?
I don't. Sometimes they're like, I didn't know. Sometimes I don't know. I don't know how they do it. We're not involved in that process. We're consultants, effectively.
I don't think I personally think that they don't tell them.
Yeah.
I think because there's repeat vendors they know.
They might know what
some of them know. Yeah. I don't think that they know, because every time we make the announcement, you see the faces
that.
Or like, you don't come to me.
That kind
of vibe. Yep. You know what I mean? So
the only reason I mention that is because obviously markets, pop up markets. It's always been a thing, but now every weekend you can find a pop-up market everywhere. And I think we've had a couple of market organisers on who really kind of talk about the comms, like
prior to their the market taking place.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
comms, the communication that they have with the vendors, giving them all the information that they know. Literally, like sometimes it's like a 2-page sheet that you might get beforehand. And yeah, it's just interesting. Then the contrast where some people like they'll just turn up and be like, oh, I just got a table. I didn't even know that I had to bring a tablecloth. Oh, I didn't know that I had to bring.
I mean, we don't know how that. We're out of the loop
I'm not
in that
saying
one. But
about this one, no, but I just, totally understand. It just makes me think about actually, it's a two way thing. Just as much as you know, we want the vendors to come in and talk about their business and talk about what they do. Market organizers out there, talk to your vendors, get to know them, and then again, you like these guys, you'll get repeat.
Yeah, and the thing is, you have to, even from the facilitator's point of view, they've got a spoon feed sometimes. I mean, they can give them all the information. And because it's not said to them directly, it's like, oh, I didn't know, oh, I didn't think. And this is these are the variables you've got to deal with. So luckily, we're out of that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we don't want to be in that bit. Yeah. I mean, again, just to add the last important thing really to vendors as well, if a word of advice, turn up on time. Yeah, because when you're getting set up and the people are in that place and in that particular place, there's people itching to come in.
Yes.
So they're there early.
Yes.
Especially where we are.
In and out.
In and out. So when you're getting tablecloths set up in the middle of people, it's not a good look.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You're under pressure. So get there early and set yourself up and prepare and whatever. Have your little drink and whatever. But get there early because you tend to be on the back foot.
Yep,
and that's sales lost as well.
Sales
time.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. I like that little tip.
Mm.
Was there any vendors that stood out to you this time round?
Gosh, that's a tricky one. This is a bit jovial, but we had two guys that came in there and they were selling like candle and like snow globe arrangements, Christmas decorations, but it was on behalf of the man's wife.
Okay.
And she wasn't there because she was sick. But these guys look like Grant and Phil. Like,
was that
like
the same event or was that the week before?
No, it was the Grant and Phil dudes.
Okay.
They were like, oh, mate. Yeah. So I was like, what'd you say?
Yeah.
He's like, so I'm here to sell. And I was like, oh, sorry, come again? I was like, why are you sounding like a spy? Like, he was there selling like this hard man selling like snow globes and like Christmas decorations.
It was so funny.
So it was quite a contrast. So that did stick out to us. And he had this like spy deep throat voice that he was talking with. So I was just like,
they were like Phil and Grant from EastEnders.
They were big boys as well. Big men,
the squeeze off man. And
yeah, man.
It's some way off there, Ben. Yeah. Selling out these snow globes. So it's like, you take that one over there.
Yeah. So I was like,
Mrs. Like, she was like, you know, she's just had a baby. So I thought, you know what? I'll just take the candles down there and
get out of my pub.
That's what I thought was going to hear next.
Yeah, yeah.
So bless him for doing that.
No, that's
so when's the next event?
Next one for Vibe Officials taking place in March, early March.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll be down there to host again and we'll give you the rundown.
Wonderbar. What's next? What was your next event?
We were literally just out the door, just out there. We was at the Spirit of Africa. On mid-December for the Africa Center, we had working with our brother and sister from Inspired by Africa, and various other vendors there. It was a Spirit of Africa market, everything African inspired in the Africa Center, top floor. We were there to host and play music this time. We had that, it's a double. This young gentleman was on the DJ decks this time. There was having a little dance off, but hey, what are you gonna do?
I must have missed you.
Was it seven? Was you here?
I was there.
So there were two. I believe there was one by was it Wakuda? Yeah.
Oh, shame.
We won the following day. One on a Sunday.
Oh,
it was on a Sunday one.
You see the you didn't. You didn't see.
So know these intricate
that's a lie.
Details.
You follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, I thought it was it's Africa Center. We were like, oh, it's the same. So,
you know we're going to be involved somehow. You know better than this, ladies.
Whistles. So how did the event go? You've mentioned the organisers. Where are they based? What do they do?
So our friends, our lovely family at Inspired by Africa, they have a shop down in Shoreditch. Had a shop down in Shoreditch.
Oh.
Yeah, because they're moving home.
Wonderful.
To Croydon, but I won't say any more. I'll let those guys speak about that. But Jay and Richmond are like long-time collaborators. We work with them with hosting their sort of like anniversary events. We've actually had a pop-up in their shop before to sell trainers. And these guys, I mean, they really do bring a vibe. It's a really nice kind of event. Very, I mean, you'll never find two of the same vendor on site. So you had one lady who had these kind of House of Talking Drums, the card game.
Yeah,
you had one lady who sells like kind of fascinators and brooches. Had what's her name? Ruby Reeds, who has like a bookstore for all black and orientated books. We had one girl who's selling the cakes, Ayo's cakes.
Oh yes,
she tried to listen.
What did you cakes?
She not tried. Not she didn't mean to, but the cakes were a bit dangerous. That's what I'm saying.
Were they? Did they have some alcoholic beverages inside of them?
I'm not sure that everybody remembers. I can't be involved in that because they were very like I felt that I was like, oh, do I need to take? But I didn't take. I was able to discipline myself. I resisted.
They were very well presented, nice, delicious looking cakes.
Delicious looking cakes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you disciplined and you didn't take any.
No, we have to watch that. We have to watch that because you know.
Us with cakes is different, different level.
We know we can't have intoxications because it might change the mind.
The sugar rush.
And you don't need us on that level.
Okay.
We need
to
maintain.
Actually,
that's unnecessary. You just wanted to do that.
I was just agreeing with you. Do you know why? Because you are right.
Okay, see, I feel the sarcasm is coming again. Yeah, we're in 2024 as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
New start, I thought this was a fresh
thing. Yeah, Tiffany bracelets. Yeah. Sorry, continue. You were saying. So, you want us to go on?
Sorry, go on.
What more? I mean, what? Can we say there was something that really amazing that happened
Please,
that day?
Well, tell us.
Guess we ran into Lenny James.
Oh, right.
Actor.
Yes. From the Fear of the Walking Dead. Literally, he was walking by London Bridge. I was like, Lenny James!
He did a little bit. I held the camera phone out.
Who's that? They're not knowing that. So I had to then give his resume in front of him and said, "This is Lenny James. He did this. I'm presenting Lenny James for them. So
he was amazing in
Line of Duty.
Most of the things he's in, actually, but Line of Duty got me hooked. Because I was like, oh my gosh, I need to know what's happening next.
Never watched.
No, it's amazing.
What? I don't think I watched that series.
The first series?
No, I never watched it.
Go back and watch it.
Brilliant actor.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we ran into him and it was just like, wow, that was a Christmas gift. But, you know, it was a really good event.
Right
it is. It's a really good event.
Because
really
I don't watch TV.
I had to be announcing. I was like,
who's this? And then I had to go research and then Google him and everything.
Not in his face, though.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
So, how was the. Was there like. Because it was December. So, what was the Christmas kind of vibe like? Were people really in? Because this year I feel Christmas is a little bit not downplayed, but people
were quite quiet.
Mm. So was it like all out? Yay!
Yeah, well, I mean, Richmond was dressed in the black Santa.
He was the black Santa.
So he had that feel.
He had that vibe about him.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. You didn't see the vendors that had specific Christmas.
Yes.
You know. Yeah. Definitely not. Yeah. Definitely.
I think some obviously Christmas is a great time for pop-up markets, but for other events, event organisers, you know, this is something that I'm learning, is that you can really take advantage of what's happening, like seasonal things, what's going on.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of Mother's Day
events that's going to be coming up.
There's going to be a lot of International Women's Day events coming up. So, that would be a bit of a tip, is have a look at the calendar and see.
Capitalise.
Where can I kind
National
of...
National days.
Oh, yeah. There's every day of the year.
I know.
There's something.
There's a day.
National Friends Day.
National Business Mix Day, That'll be a good day.
It's coming soon.
National Business Mix Day. I'm looking forward to it.
That should be on Pancake Day.
Yeah,
no. You can't have your own day.
What's going to be unique about it as well? That you know what we. What's
just mix eating pancakes? Obviously, that's where I was going with it. But anyway, okay, yeah. So take advantage of the national days and seasonal kind of activities that's coming up. And I think you got one more. You were somewhere else. Do you want to,
you
okay, I can issue. Okay, so the last place we did was basically in support of our brother Nels Abbey, a well-known journalist for The Guardian.
Who wrote a book?
Who wrote a book? Was it Think Like a White Man? Yeah.
Okay.
Look at you. Look at you.
I've definitely heard that.
I have.
You've probably met him anyway, but. Very well-renowned writer. He's got a book, I think, like a white man. He has a new event, kind of a debate and then talking. It's like political comedy event at Rich Mix down in Shoreditch. Mm-hmm. It's called Uppity. Uppity. This week we had the time we went. It was like the trial of what was it about? Something about human rights being?
About coconuts.
Yeah, something like that. Yes, basically, it's calling someone a coconut a hate crime. That was the debate.
That was the debate.
It was hosted by Curtis Walker. It had what's her name, Narinda. Narinda. She's like on. You see her on like what's the other one? Jeremy Vine. You see her on there. Okay. Yeah. You had Nels Abbey. You had what's her name?
The controversial one.
Oh, I can't remember her name. Oh, Lord, her name is slipped. Uppity, yeah. So this takes place like every month, and they have like a kind of political theme, and they debate.
Was it Ling Mei by any chance? No.
What's her name?
Yeah, it was her.
There you go.
And obviously, it's people saw, and also Femi as well. Femi politics. He was down there, and you know, people that sort of left and the right of the aisle in terms of politics, they debated: is it hate crime? And you had obviously people on the right saying calling people coconuts a hate crime, and the left
and
saying
different arguments. And then you had people of dual heritage.
Yes,
then kind of saw it away. And if you speak a certain way, are you considered to be this blah blah? So it was like an informed argument. About it was tongue in cheek, but also it's quite, it addressed some quite fundamental issues that people find offensive. You know, so it was taken funny but also serious. They got the right balance, I think.
A political discourse with sort of the comedic element and like participation. Everyone had to vote at the end what they thought. And it's interesting because they had the where that stems from is where there's the protests. And the young lady who had the sign saying that, Rishi Sunak and Suella Braverman are coconuts.
Do you remember that?
So there was a sign in the news. They had a sign, and then the police are all going after her, saying it was a hate crime. She was there, the lady who actually made the sign.
She gave her
account of it and how the police were moving.
On 11th November, the Metropolitan Police issued a wanted notice for an Asian lady who held a protest placard satirically depicting Rishi Sunak and Suella Braverman as coconuts. The police suggested that the lady may have committed a hate crime.
Which I find actually just fascinating. They're not sure.
But
a institution which is set up by predominantly European, Caucasian people to then say, didn't give us the criteria for what's racist. It's just slightly ridiculous, but in the end it was unanimous, wasn't it? There was only one person
that's
even it. I mean, some people who were debating on the other side actually jumped ship and said basically it's not a hate crime.
It was funny.
It was actually very good.
And but then her story, obviously the stuff that she's encountered after that has been horrendous.
I mean, they have there's a lot of political supporters. And also, I can imagine that she would have got it from those who were, you know, supporting the government, upholding the government.
Yep.
Those who just wanted an opportunity to be racist towards herself. Those who perhaps wanted to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Misogynistic, is that the word?
Oh, yeah.
Towards her. Like, you know, she's a woman, she's fair game, we could just throw something at her.
Mm-hmm.
Even the people that. To royalists, I find royalists. Sorry, I, you know, if you love the royal family, please do you enjoy your time supporting the royal family. I would never take that not away from anybody. But some of them are like die hard. Yeah. You cannot say a word against any kind of British institution.
It's Morgan.
I think this is self-interested. I think that is, but you find that you know, literally. I find it sort of not psychotic, but maybe psychosis, in the sense that, like, You can't literally say, oh, the Queen's done such a great job being head of the Commonwealth. It's like, Commonwealth for who? Do you understand, like, what does that mean for the people that are affected by the diasporas that were affected by it? It's just slightly ridiculous. But some people, you can't get through to them. It's like explaining myself to an aunt. They ain't gonna get
it. I mean, because, you know, as far as they're concerned, the Queen and the royal family, the monarchy, has done a great job in supporting and bringing, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Liberation
and you know, not, is it civil? Being, what's the opposite of savage?
Well, civilized.
Civilized.
Well,
that's the one. In their mind.
Yeah, in their mind.
Exactly what's been happening.
The counter argument to that is that it's, if I was using an analogy, it's like an abuser saying, you're congratulating themselves that they've stopped abusing people for the last 10 years when they've been doing it for 30 years. It's like, what?
Okay, so
yes,
it's,
there you go.
It sounds like
we're going down
interest.
That path.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, let's bring it back.
Uppity.
You can go down it, but
uppity's what, at the end of the month as well. The next one's
at the end. January the 3rd. Yes, yeah, January 3rd. So we'll be there at that one. We'll definitely be there.
And you guys were, again, DJing music?
No, we were just in the support capacity. So Nelson's our brother. So we thought, let's go there. I think it was his second one. We'll go and support that. Because, I mean, as much as we do hosting and DJing, we like to support other businesses.
We do
by
go.
Our presence.
Yeah, we don't always have to be involved in something.
Exactly.
Also, forget, we've forgotten Matt White, our guy, Matt White was there. Matt White was selling
his new drink. Matt Sorrell, wasn't it?
Sorrell,
DJ Matt White.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
It's a nice little drink, isn't
nice
it?
Nice little,
non-alcoholic as well.
He's got a non-alcoholic version
and
of it.
And the version of it.
And he's got a different one.
We tasted a non-alcoholic version.
Of course.
Okay. We can't be involved in it. Just want to make sure that people are clear. Right? Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so, lined up, coming up next, we have this any.
Wow.
There's
some booking. There's booked and busy. We've got a couple of private engagements coming up.
Okay.
Can't give the details on that for client
confidentiality.
Yeah, privileges. Like exactly. Yes. We can't do that. But we've got another network, Vibe Official coming up in March. I think. This year, there's a bunch of things coming up from our friends at the Black Business Network, but I won't say. That's for those guys to make the announcements.
Great.
We have a few things, I think, in the pipeline that we are not going to say. And also, our friends at Inspired by Africa are going to be opening a new shop. So we're
looking forward to that.
Involved in that in Croydon. So, yeah, we will keep you posted.
Fantastic. You will.
Yeah,
of course you will. And it's February next month, isn't it?
Yeah,
literally.
Yes.
So the month of love.
Oh, okay. I see.
So
I'm just saying, hold
your horses.
Okay, so
I'm just saying, do you think there'll be more events that are targeting romance next time you come on the show?
Like,
that's all I'm saying.
When you say romance, are you talking about?
What's your definition of romance? I'm confused.
This is the after hours, isn't it?
No, just clarify.
We're going the after after.
More events that target romance, or what?
I don't know why they're trying to take it.
I'm just trying to clarify.
The traffic light. That's what I was just about to say.
Oh yeah, we did that, innit? With
romance could be old romance, like could be relationships that are people already established. It doesn't have to be new. Trying to make romance.
Very true. So what?
I just said romance.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to clarify.
You don't need to clarify. Like, well, however you view romance,
so
old, new, in between.
The answer to the question is no.
Okay, that was a wow.
We need to check. You know, sometimes there's different levels to this world now. You can't.
I think, you know what, on a funny note, thinking about that sort of thing with this, like, the traffic light thing and they're trying to do things on Valentine's and stuff like that. Obviously, some people don't celebrate those sorts of things because sometimes it's traumatic and sometimes it's not traumatic. Sometimes they just don't celebrate it because they don't want to buy a present. They don't want to buy no flowers for their girlfriend or anything like that.
We just got our Christmas,
they say,
man.
We don't celebrate it. It's too close. You know what I mean?
Yeah, close.
The payday just come just on the
literally
so late and they're recovering from the Christmas. Some people don't do that.
We're just trying to get to the budget year, man, before we start spending that money on Christmas.
But I'm trying to get to April.
Okay, but I'm just saying, sorry. Public service announcement. I actually hope you guys did your tax returns.
No, I've got to do it
on time.
It's not 31st.
You did, didn't you?
31st.
It's the 31st. We've got time. You got time.
I'll make a note of that.
Yeah, we got that. Don't worry. We always like bang on.
Okay.
And you only need to file it so you don't get fined.
Yeah.
So you can change it. There you go. That's business advice for you.
There you go. Little gem there.
After hours.
A little gem. So you've enjoyed your events thus far. And we look forward to catching up with you next month.
Yes. Well, we might have to talk about that because there's.
Just say yes.
Yes.
Doesn't mean it might happen, but we're
looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to it. What's next? What's next in 2024? Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, but definitely no date. Romance events.
Okay, cool. I'll make my own romance.
But I actually forgot. I forgot to say what I was going to say. I was saying like when you said that, I was thinking, okay, this traffic light thing and events and those sort of dating opportunities. I'm not sure if they're very successful.
I think
the women are just left. With not enough men,
there's always more females than men attend.
Do men really want to go to singles? I don't know. Singles events.
I don't think they do.
I can't comment on that. However, the 20 years ago, I could comment on that, but we'll leave that for after hours.
Okay.
Do that. I accidentally went to one.
Accidentally? How can you accidentally?
We walked in here.
Someone invited me there, and it was that.
Yes.
Yeah. And then did you just want to turn around and walk back out again?
I think our time's up.
After hours, that would be discussed.
Yeah, we'll discuss that.
That's not for radio.
It's very dangerous. Okay.
No problem. No wahala, as they would say.
No wahala.
Anyway, as we always do, we like to round up with a song of choice, a tune of choice that summarizes your events thus far, your month, your 2 months, 1 month, whatever. So what is it and why? What's your song choice?
The song choice was Sun Comes Up, sung by James Arthur and produced by Rudiman. All reason being, it's Sun Comes Up. I was thinking more of the case of like we're in a new year, the sun is coming up, there's things to do, the day is ahead now, and that song was just literally within my subconscious.
Yes.
And hence the sun.
And also just to add to that, in the successes that we had last year that people see posted behind the scenes, sometimes there's not the same things that happen in the background.
Yes.
So in other words, there's a lot of tribulation sometimes that happens last year, but we managed to be very successful in that period. So that's why
we're grateful. Cool. But at the same time,
that's great. All right, we're going to play your tune.
Thank you.
I'll be waiting such a long, long, long time to feel it swallowed by the waters around me. I know I took so many wrong turns to see it. Whoa. But I danced through the blisters at night, and I laughed till I cried and cried. I ran till my feet couldn't run no more. Till my lungs were burning, till I know I'm alive. I sit till I can't hear voice no more. Suddenly the sun comes up, and I feel my love flooding back again. Yeah. Until the sun comes up, I can feel my love coming back again. It wasn't easy trying around with these handcuffs. Had to sleep through such a cold night to see it. A green flash is zipping right where I'm standing. A sunlight cut into the bone, started the healing. But I danced through the blisters at night, and I laughed till I cried and cried. I ran till my feet couldn't run no more. And I sat till my lungs were burning, till I know I'm alive. Till I can't hear your voice no more. Suddenly the sun comes up, and I feel.
you so much for joining us this month. Again, it's always a pleasure having you in the studio, and we look forward to seeing you guys again.
Absolutely. Come back.
All right. We'll be back. Come no, see you soon. Pleasure. Blessing. Thank you so always. Much for inviting us.
Onwards and upwards.
As always. Keep it colourful.
The Business Mix Show. Summer too high.
Get it right back. She put it all on me. I couldn't fight that. She love when I put on it when it's tied back. You know it's hard to get up out of that. I get sidetracked. Shake something. Left, right. Control it. You know who to call if you're horny. Ride on it. Green light me.
Green light, green light.
I tell your friends that you really don't dance. But I know that you can. Get up your plans when you're about to get nasty. In the street, be my little secret, baby. Be my little friend.
All weekend, on a weekend,
do something different.
Got my attention.
Eight figures,
can with a wrist.
Big picture,
more than just a night with ya.
Don't switch up, girl. When the lights hit ya,
then diamonds gon' dance.
Summer too hot, about to fuck it up. Is the mood right? Is it enough? I gotta do right. It's a level up. Let me hit it up just a few times. Summer too hot, got to double up. Shot it too far with the bubble butt.
Yeah, we
should both slide on the regular. Summer too hot, it's a regular.
Way too hot.
We'll be right back.
Trend, go home, sis. I go low this. Be a motive, boy. Give me good love. Give me roses. Good ice with a froze wrist. Good wine, good spine. Keep rolling.
Let's party. 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 Let's party.
Go low. Go low. Limbo. Solo, chulo. On your tiptoes, on your tiptoes.
Let's party.
At that vibe, if I see something I like, that's mine. Slow wine, at my time.
Let's party.
At that vibe.
Let's party.
At that vibe.
Let's party.
At that vibe. Party, everybody go low. Like limbo, partner or solo. Mommy true love, chilling with a true love. Two step bend over, fingers on your tiptoes. Nice vibe, oh, nice time though. Rock your waist and move like calypso. On your tiptoes, on your tiptoes. Let's party, yeah, I miss it go low. Slow wine. Slow wine. My time.
Setting fire to my skin like you smoke to kill.